Human evolution spans over 6 million years, with Homo sapiens emerging just 50,000 years ago, a mere blink in Earth's 14 billion year history. From primitive hunter-gatherers with limited cognitive abilities, humans evolved into complex intellectual societies, developing languages and advanced civilizations rooted in philosophy, art, science, and technology. The first human settlements emerged around 14,000 BC in Mesopotamia, while the urbanized Indus Valley civilization began in present-day Pakistan about 3,300 BC. Human evolution began with collective identity and governance. It has now reached a pinnacle of honorable coexistence in the metropolis of the modern state. Now, humanity aspires to reach the distant planet Mars. Dignity, the foundation of civilized societies, ensures that individuals feel respected, valued, and important, both in their own eyes and in the eyes of others. Yet, Pakistan's history offers a stark lesson in what happens when this principle is neglected. From Homer's poetic ideals to Aristotle's societal principles and Cicero's assertions of human worth, dignity has long been a focal point of civilization. The Quran declares, "We have conferred dignity on the children of Adam," Q 1770, "and of all creation. Humans are deemed worthy of honor because they alone chose to accept the trust of free will." These verses underscore that dignity is not granted by one human to another. It is an inherent right bestowed upon all. The Enlightenment era aligned the role of dignity with governance. Kant rooted it in merit, moral integrity, and universal humanity, the idea later enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, UDHR, in 1948, which outlined 30 articles of fundamental rights globally. Regrettably, human rights in Pakistan remain a neglected aspect of governance and judicial enforcement. Pakistan is labeled a partly free country by Freedom House, ranking 35 out of 100, trailing behind Bangladesh, 45, and Sri Lanka, 58. We are placed below the lower half of the spectrum, where Finland, 100, represents total freedom and Turkmenistan, 1, represents no freedom. Humanity entered into a social contract, laying the foundation of the modern democratic state with its three pillars: parliament, government, and judiciary. The art of governance depends on political activity, inclusivity, representation, and unity for collective welfare. The democratic system thrives on division due to the interests of various groups or parties and their competing manifestos, but uniquely promises unity for the collective welfare of the people and the state. The classical view of political activity is who gets what, when, and how, which is further refined by ideas suggesting that the problem of national resource distribution is profoundly affected by how it is framed. While political contestation is not only about resource distribution,